Good morning. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos before we start. And believe me, I'll save 2 minutes, short shiur today, 2 minutes at the end for a quick word on the parsha, and a big yasher koyach again for a nice week. And if you're feeling a little coroned up, cooped up, I'm with you. It's time to get out a little bit, Bezrat Hashem, soon, when it's safe. Okay, so we're looking at the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amid Beis, and the Gemara tells us this statement of Ula that we learn something from Motzi Shemra. So the Gemara says, Ika Demasni, I'm going to just learn inside, Ika Demasni Lahula Aha. Maybe Ula is being used in the following case, the Tanya. Lo Sosi Menu Ad Boker, Vano Si Menu Ad Boker, Ba'ez Tisrofu. So Ba'a Kosel Witen Ase Achalota, Say Lomar Shein Lokan Lav Dev Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the case of Nosa, you don't get Malkus. And the reason you don't get Malkus is because it's what a classic case of a Lav Hanitak La'aseh, is you, the Aseh is linked to the Lotaseh, Lav Hanitak La'aseh, you don't get Malkus. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, I agree with you, you don't get Malkus, but Lomen Hashem Huzeh, not for that reason, Ela Mishum Da'ava Lav She'e Embo Maisa. V'chol Lav She'e Embo Maisa, Ein Lokin Alav. On a lav she'en b'maisa, you do not get malchus. Now, I just want to, if I wanted to, and you might be very happy about this, I could end today's shiur in the next 10 seconds. Because if you look at your Gemaras, do you see Rabbi Akiva? Where he says, Rabbi Akiva, do you have in your Gemaras a little letter by Rabbi Akiva? Okay, where does that little, what letter is it, if I may ask?
Aleph.
It's an Aleph. And where does that Aleph take you? Okay, and what does it say over there?
Marsha says it's Rabbi Yaakov, not Rabbi.
That's correct. The Marsha says this is not Rabbi Akiva. It's, after all, Akiva, Yaakov, pretty much the same letters. We're just missing an extra Aleph there and put the Yid in the front and you got Yaakov. So basically, if the Girsa was Rabbi Yaakov, we could end today's discussion right now. We don't have to go into Tosis. We're done. However, Tosis obviously did not have that Girsa. Tosis's Girsa is Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Omer lo min Hashem uzel, mishum dehavi lav shem b'maisa, v'chol lav shem b'maisa, ein lokin alav. So Rabbi Akiva says that the reason you don't get Malkus for Nosar is because it's a lav shem b'maisa. And a lav shem b'maisa, you do not get malchus. Now, I'm going to pause here for a second and ask you, does Rabbi Akiva hold of lav hanitak la'aseh?
L'chora, no.
L'chora, no, but l'chora, yes. Everyone holds of lav hanitak la'aseh. This is like one of the basics. Everyone holds of lav hanitak la'aseh. So, does Rabbi Akiva hold of lav hanitak la'aseh? L'chora, yes. Yet, Rabbi Akiva says, no, sorry, you don't get Malkus, but not because of what you say, but rather because of what I say, that it's a lav she'en bo maisa. So I want to spend 10 seconds, not more, just trying to explain why does Rabbi Akiva subscribes to lav hanitak la'aseh, but he feels, perhaps, that nosar is not a lav hanitak la'aseh. It is not a lav hanitak la'aseh. Could someone tell me a classic example of a lav hanitak la'aseh? Perhaps the classic example? I'm looking for one or two. Okay, go ahead, Shapiro.
Chametz.
Okay, that's a good one. Lav bayu abay matzeh. There's an iser to own chametz. And the Torah says, if you own chametz, tashbisu. Is burn the chametz. That's the aseh that is, and therefore you don't get malchus by your by matzah. That's a good one. Anyone else? Kobe?
Client.
Kill what?
Client.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zevi.
Theft
is a very good one. Gzela, the Torah says lo tigzol. And then the Torah further says, if you stole the heshiv es ha-gzela asher Gozal. Give it back. That's an assay that undermines the lotase. Rabosai, everyone agrees that you don't get Malkus for Gzela, because Lavanita Glase, everyone agrees you don't get Malkus for what was the other example? Bayu Rabbi Motze, perhaps because the Lavanita glass say. Why would Rabbi Akiva perhaps say that Nosar is not necessarily a Lav Hanitak La'ase? Maybe Nosar is a little bit different than the cases that you guys just mentioned. What are you, Taina? Oh, yeah? Anybody? Yeah! Will.
Because the whole thing that you did was that there was something you were supposed to do and you didn't do.
Uh-huh.
So, it's specific, like the way you violate Nosar is by not doing something. Not eating it or whatever. So, it's more...
Nah. Let me give you another example of a lav anita klase. If you rape a woman, you have to marry her. You're not allowed to divorce her. And if you divorce her, you have to marry her. You have to remarry her. So there's an iser lo yuchal agarsha, and you have to remarry her if you divorced her. Lav anita klase. Okay, could someone tell me like what's the common denominator of those three examples that I gave you? Is a common denominator that maybe Rabbi Akiva feels is the key to Lav Anita Klase, and that's why he says Nosa does not fit into that pattern. Isaac, I would call on you, but you're making a face, which leads me to believe you don't have a lot of confidence in what you're about to say.
I feel like two-thirds of it I'm confident, but I also feel like it's kind of like what Will said.
I could just say it, but
I'll... No. I think I got it.
Now you think you got it.
Yeah.
I'll, last one or else, and then I'm going to...
Okay. The thing that you do, you're generating something because you did something bad. But by no star, you have to burn it beforehand.
Stop. Okay, Rabbos, I think the pshat is as follows. Lav hanitak la'asei, according to Rabbi Akiva, is the asei cures the lav. It fixes the lav. It reverses the lav. You stole something. Terrible. Now you're in possession of something that doesn't belong to you. The heshivas akzela cures the lo ta'asei. You are not allowed to divorce her. So remarrying her cures your lotase. It reverses the lotase. What was the other example you gave me? No, you're not allowed to possess chametz. There's an iser of possessing chametz. By Rabbi Motze. Now you do tashbis, so you burn the chametz. That fixes, that cures the lav. That is the definition, says Rabbi Akiva, of a lav anita glase. A curative assay, an assay that cures the lav. However, when it comes to Nosar, there was an iser to leave it over. You had to eat it before you got to the morning. You didn't eat it, so you left it over. The iser's been violated. Now the Torah says, burn it. But that's not curing the iser. That's not fixing the issa. The issa has been violated. And therefore, it is a... So you ask me, I know what you're going to ask me, Lilo. I'll preempt your question. So how's that different than Bayu Rabbi Motze? Bayu Rabbi Motze, also, you're burning the chametz. You're burning the chametz. But the answer is that every second that you own chametz, there's an issa going on. So burning the chametz is eliminating the issa. Whereas when it comes to Nosar, you violate Nosar. You violate the Isser. So now there's a new mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that happens to be an associated mitzvah, but it's not a curative mitzvah. And to be a lav, hanita glase, says Rabbi Akiva, it has to be curative. And this is not considered to be
curative.
What makes what curative?
All these things that are curative.
You stole. You stole. You stole. You stole. You stole. Now you give it back. The Avera is having someone else's stuff. Now you gave it back. So you cured the love.
So because it's continuous, once you put a stop to that continuous issue.
Not more than that. You restored it. You went back to, you reversed the Avera. No, it happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. But you've essentially reversed the Maisa Avera. You put it back. You gave it back to him. You married her again. So you reversed the Avera. It happened. It definitely happened. But you reversed the Avera. Since you reversed the Avera, there's no Malkus now for... I'm not talking rape. The Avera is divorce. There's another Avera. We're talking about the Avera of divorcing her. The Avera of divorcing her. Not the Avera of the rape. The rape is not... Okay. Okay, that's a side point. It's not today's topic. It's a side point.
So you could say the Isser is having anything left over, and as long as you have anything left over, you're being...
Yeah, look at the difference.
The difference is that Nosar is... Nosar is not a... The Issa of Nosa is to leave it over. You have to eat it at night. Don't leave it over. Okay? It's not a perpetual Issa the entire... It's one Issa. It's one Issa. You left it over. You've the Issa. So now there's a new mitzvah to go ahead and get rid of it. That's how the mitzvah is formulated. Okay, Ravosa, it's a side point, not what I want to talk about today. Vaiter in the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva says that what? Rabbi Akiva says that... That Lav Shem Maisa ain't Lokin Alav. And that's why you don't get Malkus from Nosa. Michlad, you just suffer Lav Shem Maisa Lokin Alav. You do get Malkus for it. Menale. So how does he know you get Malkus for a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? He learns it out from Ula. Garmetzi Shemra. After Mamot Shema Lav Shem Maisa Lokin Alav. Avko Lav Shem Maisa Lokin Alav. So Motzi Shemra is the source for Rabbi Huda that you get Malkus for Lav Shem Bo Maisa. So the Gemara says, "Mal Motzi Shemesh Ken Lokum Eshal." Motzi Shemesh is a special chumrah. How can you learn out? Ela Amrei Shalkes Gar Maiden Zomim. My Aim Zom Lav Shem Maisa Lokin Alav. I've called Lav Shem Maisa Lokin Alav. Aye, but Aim Zom also has a chumrah. What's the chumrah of Aim Zomim? Shekain Ein Srichan Hasra. You get an onesh and there's no hasra. So the Gemara says, "Motzi Shemra Yochiach." V'chazradin Lo Rizek Rizep Lo Kiyek Zerizeh Hatzara Shavesh Shabehen. What's the common denominator between Kasher Zomam and Nosar? Lav Shem B'Maisa V'Lokin Alav. I've called Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Alav. Gemara says, maybe Malat Sada Shavish Ben Shechein Knas. And Edom Zom is a Knas. And what? And Lokim is Shalom Otzi Shema is a Knas. Hello Kasher, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Savalok, Rabbi Akiva. No, Rabbi Yehuda... Who is the bar plukta here? Rabbi Akiva holds Eim Zom is mamo, not a knas. Ela malat sav shavish and sheik ben sar chomor. They just both have a chumra. Kasher Zom doesn't have asra. Motzi Shem is lokem eshalem. So Rabbi Yehuda sar chumra lo parich. So bottom line is, what emerges is, and for our purposes, our discussion today is going to be focused on a very, very narrow topic, but what I think is a very, very interesting topic, and that is, what is the nature of, and how do you define Lav Shem Bo Maisa? We know you have a machlokes in Shas. Rabbi Yehuda is the famous, famous proponent of the one who says Lav Shem Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. And we paskin, like the other Shita, that, like Rabbi Akiva apparently, that Lav Shem Bo Maisa ain't Lokin Alav. So Tosis on the spot asks the following question. Let's take a look inside at Tosis Dimas Laha. Hello, Kasher. Rabbi Yehuda lo sabel Rabbi Akiva. Damar Edom Zom Knasi. Masha Hachad Rabbi Akiva. So it's Mashma here that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Isle, the Edom Zom Knasa, Lesle, Lav Shem Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. So Rabbi Akiva, it's clear, seems to say, Lav Shem Bo Maisa gets Lav Shem Bo Maisa ain't a Lokin Alav. In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't get Malkus for Lav Shem Bo Maisa. After all, Delo Matzi Yalif Mehaidina Vikoshe. Da Rabbi Akiva Amar Hameka. What Marsha?
Because otherwise, why can't you just say that because Rabbi Akiva said earlier that it's Lashin Ramaisa in Lokalov that would imply that Lashin Ramaisa in Lokalov? Why do we need this whole touch from here?
You're right. There is a. You saw the Marsha?
Yeah. No, I just saw the Duga.
Okay, leave it for now. Leave it for now. I don't want to get into it now. But so the kasha is as follows. The kasha, the Hor Rabbi Akiva Omar Hamikayim Kilayim Bakeren Loke. Rabbi Akiva paskins that if you're Mekayim Kilayim Bakerem, if you have Kili Akerem, and you're Mekayim Kilayim Bakerem, you get Malkus. Now, if I were to ask you, just to translate, simple translation, what does it mean, Mekayim Kilayim Bakerem? What does that mean? English. But don't translate the words. Tell me the idea. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean? Yosef Avram, what does it mean? Sustaining it, keeping it there. Okay, so all of those words, what's the implication of those words? Did you do an action? You didn't do an action. And in fact, uperish ba'oruch, dahainu, what does it mean? Mekayim kilayim. Shemaniach oso besof sadehu, kishemotza zrua, davei lavshim b'maisa. Is that you find in the corner of your field you have kilayim, and you left it there. Maniasham. You left it there. And the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, at the end of the Masechet, that you're Mekayim Kelayim Bakerem Loike. You got Malkus. What action did you do? You did no action. It's a Lav Sheh Ein Bo Maisa. And Rabbi Akiva says you get Malkus for it. That seems to be an absolute and direct contradiction to what our Gemara says, because our Gemara is saying Lav Shema Maisa ain't Lokan Lav according to Rabbi Akiva, and now we see that you do get Malkus. Aaron Tuchman, are you here? Are you here? Say like this, Aaron Tuchman. Rebbe, yes, I'm 100% here.
Rebbe, I am here.
100% here?
I'm 100% here.
Okay, great. Great. Okay. So that's a stira. That's our stira in Rabbi Akiva. So how do we get out of the stira? So comes along the Aruch, and the Aruch says, "Look, I'm sorry." Comes on Tosfos to answer. Lekach nira da mekayim kilayim baker na hainu shasa geder siva kilayim. Ah, we misunderstood. We mistranslated hamekayim. It doesn't mean to sustain, to keep it there, to preserve it there. Rather, it means to build a fence around it. Ah, so says Tosis, once you're building a fence around it, so then what? Now I understand it's a lav sheh yesh bo maisa, and that's how we can reconcile Shitas Rabbi Akiva. But what emerges, gentlemen, is, I believe what emerges, is that we have a machlokes between the Aruch and Tosis. According to the Shita of the Aruch, did you have to build a fence? You did not have to build a fence. Even without a fence, Mekayim Kelayim is like it. You get Malkus. According to the Aro, according to Tosis, no. If you're just leaving it there, that's an Ein Bo Maisa. You have to do something. You have to do something that evidences your Kiyum, and that requires a Asiyas Geder. Okay? Now, in light of the foregoing, what I want to do is just do a quick little tour through some Rambams, maybe a little Sugis and Shas, just to define what is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. How do you...
So what's the Aruch's position?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to work on. Right. So, okay, Will, thank you. No, Will, good. You helped me pedagogically. And Baruch Hashem, thank you for your tefillas. The Zoom is actually working. B'li ayin har. But so Will is asking, making the point that... So what's Pshat in the Aruch? Did the Aruch know how to learn? After all... This looks like a classic case of a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. How can you get Malkus? What is going on here? Okay, so I want to go take a little bit of a detour. A little bit of a detour and try and understand the concept of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa a little bit. Rabosai, in your Mar Makomos, what is the next source? Okay, so let's take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Schirus. The Rambam, very interesting halacha. So the Rambam discusses the lo taseh of lo sachsam shor b'disho. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal. Now, Rabosai, when you get to the third parak Bez Hashem, you will learn that Lo Sachsam Shor Bedisho is the paradigmatic lo ta'ase. It's the paradigmatic lav. There is only one lav in the entire Torah where it says, if you do this lav, you get malchus. If you go ahead and muzzle your animal while the animal's working, you get malchus. And from that lav, we learn out to every other lav. That for a lav, you get malchus as long as it's dumya de lav de chasima. That's the Gemara later on in the third parak. So the Rambam over here says, in Hilchos Schirus, Echad hachosim oso b'shas malacha, whether you muzzle the animal while it's working, the echad hachosim oso mikodem, or you do the chasima beforehand, the asa b'malacha, v'hi chasum and he's working, afilu chasma b'kol, even if you muzzle the animal b'kol, loke, you get malchus. You get malchus for this avera. Now, what is the case? How are you being? What does it mean, chosma b'kol? So, pashup shot, the animal does not have a muzzle on its mouth. Nevertheless, you're working the animal, and when it's bending down to eat, you start yelling at it. And as a result of you yelling at it, it doesn't eat. So, you're preventing it from eating al yaday kol, al yaday dibur. And the Rambam says, lokin alav. And all the Rishonim ask on this Rambam, why in the world are you lokin alav? After all, Dibur is not called a Maisa. Rabbo said, can you show me, prove to me that Dibur is not called a Maisa? Which sugya tells you Dibur is not a Maisa? Yeah, Beis Mabeis, exactly. Losana Brecha, eight shekers, a lav she'ein bo Maisa. Eight shekers, lav she'ein bo Maisa. We know that. So Akima Fasayim, moving your lips, is not called a Maisa. So how can the Rambam maintain that for chasima b'kol, that when you're chasing the animal by yelling at it, that's, you get malchus. How is that possible? So the Magid Mishnah addresses this issue, gives two answers. I'm more interested in the second answer, but I'll say over the first answer, then we'll read the second answer inside. The first answer is that not all dibur is created equal. Not all dibur is created equal. When it comes to your classic dibur of lav shein b'maisa, like edus sheker, what is your avera?
The actual saying, whatever you're saying.
The dibur is the avera. That kind of dibur doesn't generate malchus, lav shein b'maisa. But this dibur, is it really an avera of dibur? What's the avera of chasima? You muzzled. Now, Rabosai, did you muzzle the animal? Did you muzzle the animal?
Yeah, no.
You did muzzle the animal. You did muzzle the animal. There's two ways of muzzling an animal. One way is you put this thing over its mouth and you don't allow it to eat. The other way is to scream at it. But either way, you muzzle the animal. Is the animal now in a new state called muzzled? The answer is yes. And therefore, that's called a Maisa. That's called a Maisa. Why? Because the formulation of the Magen Mishnah is it's a Dibur Shebali de Maisa. It produced a Maisa. And therefore, it produced a consequence. The Aver is the consequence. And that is considered to be a Maisa. That's Mahalach number one. So this really is a Lav Sheyeshbo Maisa. That's a good pshat. It's a nice pshat, hands down. Hands down. It's a nice pshat. But let's see the second shot. I want to read the second shot inside. It's towards the end. And but by the way, let me just... The Magen Mishnah brings a raya to this idea because there's another example of a lav of dibur that produces a maisa that he calls a lav she yesh bo maisa. Tmura. When you say in tmura that you have an animal that's kodesh and you say zu kazu, you want to transfer the kedusha and both are kodesh. So your dibur produced a result, a consequence, a maisa that generates, that's called lav she yesh bo maisa. That's the Magen Mishnah. Second approach. Look inside, please. I'm going to start moving a little faster because I see my time is fleeting. No questions right now. Let's see the Magen Mishnah. So the Magen Mishnah towards the end of the piece, I'm starting with the words ve'efsher haya li lomer. Ve'efsher haya li lomer. I might suggest the following. Shekol lav, she'i efsher bo maisa, ela dibur. She'ein adiba karimaisa. Aval chasima. Kevan sheyeshna be maisa gamur. Af hachasima bekol huke maisa. Could someone tell me what the Magen Mishnah is saying? Libel.
Right, I didn't hear.
You didn't hear? How could you not hear?
I didn't hear. My audio must have cut out for a second. He's saying that when the mice is only able to be done through a dibor. When the avera, that's what I remember. The avera is only able to be done through a dibor. That's when a dibor is not a mice. So that's when it's nothing. When the mice is could be done and you're doing it through a dibor, then when the avera could be done through a maisa and you're doing it through a dibor, that's when a dibor is considered to be a maisa.
Good. In other words, what the Magad Mishnah is saying is the lav of...
It's a separate approach?
It's a new approach. New approach. Second approach. The Magen Mishnah is saying lo sachson. Every lav has to be defined as either a lav sheyesh bo maisa or a lav she'ein bo maisa. Since lo sachson, how is it normally done? It's normally done by muzzling an animal, by a maisa. So the fact that you are right now doing it, shelo al yedei maisa, that doesn't convert it into a lav she'ein bo maisa. The way the lav of losachsam is normally done is through a maisa. Since it's normally done through a maisa, even now when it's done beli maisa, al yedei kol, it's still called a lav she'yesh bo maisa. Yeah, I'm not worried about the ke. I'm not so worried about the ke, but that I wouldn't be concerned about that. But the point is, the lav is defined. In other words, listen to the words. If it's a lav, listen to the words. Listen to these words carefully. Is it a lav sheyesh bo maisa? Is lo sachsum a lav sheyesh bo maisa? Does it have a maisa? Is it done with a maisa? Yes. So even if you did it bekol, it's classified as a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and therefore you get malus. Stop right there. Will, don't talk. Just listen. Rabosai, in light of this Magen Mishnah, how might we understand the Aruch? Yeah, Isaac?
I have an answer and then a problem on my answer. But I'm pretty sure this is the answer. So by Kivayim, usually it's done by planting them together. So that's a Maisa.
No. That's a separate Isser. That's a different Isser.
No.
That's called Zriyas Kilayim. I'm talking about the Isser of Makayim Kilayim.
It's usually, meaning that's, fine. So the Makayim Kilayim is usually done, I guess, by building a fence or whatever.
Oh. Since Makayim Kilayim can be done with a fence, and perhaps that is how it's done, says the Aruch, you don't have to build a fence. You don't have to build a fence. Once you are meniach there, the Aveira is called the Lav She'e Yesh Bo Maisa. And therefore you're going to be chai. That is the Magen Mishnah. That might be the explanation of the Aruch. What does Tosis maintain? Yeah. What does Tosis maintain? What does Tosis hold? That Tosis says if you didn't do a Maisa, it's a Lav She'e Ein Bo Maisa. Now I want to open up my next Rambam. Please open up the Rambam and Hilchot. Now, by the way, the Magen Mishnah said this pshat. I want to know, is the Magen Mishnah saying this as my pshat, meaning the Magen Mishnah's pshat, or is he saying this as pshat in the Rambam? He's saying Efshar Li, but as what? As his pshat? As Shitas HaMagen Mishnah, or as the explanation of the Rambam? Lechor, it's the explanation of the Rambam. And in light of that, open up, please, to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. So here we're talking about the Isser of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. Rabosai, Pashup Shad, do you get Malkus for Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh?
No.
No is correct. There are two reasons why you shouldn't. Reason number one is, it's a lav ha-nitak la'aseh. Reason number two is, it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Why is it a lav she'ein bo ma'isa? Because, how do you violate Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh?
Just don't do anything.
By not getting rid of your chametz. By having the chametz. So it looks like a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. The Rambam writes as follows. Ein aloke mishum lo yirav lo yimatzeh perek alef halacha gimel chametz matzah ela in kain kona chametz ba pesach o chimso kedei sheyasa bo maisa avam hoyelo chametz kodim ad pesach u ba pesach u biaro ela niyecho b'shuso av lishu av al shnei lavim ein aloke ben ator v'nei shalo osa maisa. Rabosai, what is the Rambam saying in Hilchos Chametz Matzah? Is Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa or ein bo ma'isa? The answer is, it depends. In the normal scenario, when you didn't get rid of your chametz, so no, you don't get malchus. Why? Because it's a lav sheh ein bo ma'isa. You didn't do a ma'isa. However, if you baked chametz on Pesach, or if you purchased chametz on Pesach, now you violated Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh with a ma'isa. And therefore now, you should get malchus. So question number one, is this consistent with the Magid Mishnah? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. According to the Rambam's definition, lichora, of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, it all depends on how you violated the Avera. See, according to the Magid Mishnah, it's a categorical halacha. What's the categorical halacha? If it can be done al yedei ma'isa, even if now it's not done al yedei ma'isa, it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. It's categorical. The Rambam says it's circumstantial. If you did it al yedei ma'isa, you get malchus. If you didn't do it al yedei ma'isa, you don't get malchus. So we have a kasha. How could the Magid Mishnah say this in the Rambam? But maybe we also have a solution. Because who lichora might be good with the Rambam?
Tosis.
Because Tosis says that if you did the Aver Mekayim Kilayim with a Maisa, Lokin Alav. And if you didn't do it with a Maisa lichora, ain't Lokin Alav. And that's exactly the Shaklavitaria of Tosis. I'm going to share my screen because I want to show you one last shita, and then I want to share with you a little idea from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. Do you see my screen? Okay, I'm going to show you a Sefer HaChinuch. These are three Sefer HaChinuchs, one after another. And they're all from this week's Parshas HaShavua. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Simen Shin Mem Dalet. One an avera shelo navod be'eved ivri avodas bizayon kamo avodas kanani. You're not allowed to overwork an eved ivri with avodas bizayon. You can't give him degrading work to do. The avra mitzvah zu. The avra be'eved ivri avodas habzuyos. If you degrade an eved ivri, avra alav zeh. You violate the law. Avol min adome she'ein bo zechi of Malchus. But you don't get Malchus. Why? Lefi she'ein bo maisa. Because it's a law she'ein bo maisa. Why? Ki bidvarim yivaser eved lasus malachto bezuya o nechbedes. Ukvar kvasati lamala ki kol law she'ev she law or law mibli maisa. Wow. So what's the Sefer HaChinuch saying? L'chora, it is the exact opposite of the Magid Mishnah. What did the Magid Mishnah say? If it can be done al yedei Maisa, then it's classified as a lav sheh Yesh bo maisa, even if done b'li maisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch is saying the exact opposite. If the Avera can be done without a maisa, even if now it's done with a maisa, ain't lokin alav. It's a lav sheh, ain't bo maisa. Next Sefer HaChinuch. Calm down, Isaac. Next Sefer HaChinuch. Next one. Shin Mem Hei. Shelo nimkar evin ivri al evin hamekach. You're not allowed to sell an Eved Ivri like in the Shuk, like you would an Eved Kanani. And he says, once again, Min Adome She'ein Bo Chiv Malkus, Lefi She'efshar, Lavar Olav Mibli Maisa. Because you can vark this Isa without a Maisa. And lastly, Shalav an Eved Ivri Avodas Parech, So says the Sefer HaChinuch that when it comes to the din of Lav Shein Bo Maisa, how do we define a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? If it can be done b'li maisa, it's categorized as a lav sheh she'ein bo maisa. If it can be done b'li maisa, even if it's done b'maisa, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. One more time. It's the exact opposite of the Magid Mishnah. According to the Magid Mishnah, if it can be done with a maisa, it's always a lav sheh yesh bo maisa. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, if it can be done without a maisa, it's always a lav sheh ein bo maisa. I want to make two quick comments, and then again, shir's too short, unfortunately, but this is my life and your life. And life on Zoom. This is Zoom life. Rav Asher Weiss.
Hollywood Squares.
Yeah. Rav Asher Weiss suggests, what I just presented is how my Rebbe always presents this sugya. He always says there's three shitas in how you define lav, sheyesh or ein bo maisa. The Rambam, it all depends on how you buy the lav, and the Magid Mishnah and Sefer HaChinuch are on the extremes. Rav Asher Weiss, in his Sefer on Maseches Makos, suggests an alternative mahalach. And he thinks there is no machlokas here whatsoever. And he thinks the Magid Mishnah is saying pshat in the Rambam.
Who suggests this?
Rav Asher Weiss argues as follows. every lav needs to be categorized. And it's going to be categorized by the core way that it's violated. What is the essential nature of the Isser and the core way that it's violated? That defines the lav. So if the essential way that it's violated is going to be al yidei maisa, then it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And that's and that is lav de chasima, lo satsa. The way you typically are chasim an animal is by muzzling it. So the fact that you came up with a kunz to go ahead and chasim it bedibur, that's not going to change the character and nature of the lav. The lav is categorically a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It's defined not in the gavra, but in the chefza of the lav. Is it a lav of maisa, or is it a lav she'en bo maisa? What about this week's Parsha Shavua? Eved Ivri. So that basically these dinim are telling you, do not abuse an Eved Ivri. Now there's different ways I can abuse an Eved Ivri. I can abuse an Eved Ivri with a baseball bat, or I can abuse an Eved Ivri by berating him and chastising him and overworked, etc. What at the core is the essential nature of the lav is don't abuse an Eved Ivri. Don't berate an Eved Ivri. In other words, the Sefer HaChinuch is not fundamentally arguing on the Magen Mishnah. The examples here are the essential nature of the lav is an avera of berating, of bothering. What? He gave. These are all averas of abuse. And the third one is avodas parech. And in other words, I don't have it in front of me. You look it up. Okay. So what about the middle? What about the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't fit into this. So here Rav Asher suggested the following. Rav Asher suggested that when it comes to Bal Yira Bai Matze, the reality is this Avera really can fit into both categories. On the one hand, you didn't get rid of your chametz, it's violated passively. On the other hand, you baked chametz on Pesach, you bought chametz on Pesach, you did a maisa. Both of those are within the essential character of the Avera. And as such, in that case, the Malkus will all depend on how you violated the Isser. If you violated the Isser Ayde Maisa, you'll get Malkus. If you violate the Isser passively, you won't get Malkus. Why? Because this Avera doesn't have an essential tsura. Chasima has an essential tsura of maisa. Abusing an eved has an essential tsura of dibur. By Rabbi Matzeh, either way. And therefore, its tsura will be defined by the way that the person does the maisa there. Okay. There's a little more I want to add, but I'm holding it too long. So I'm going to pause. The one thing I want to add is that the one thing I want to add, which is not on your Marma Komos, is just tying in one additional idea that has to do with a Rambam that I put on the WhatsApp. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Gneva Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, which is clearly a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Look at that. You can take a look, think about it a little bit. And we'll stop here. I'm going to also save the and that is there's a look at your what do you have your phone with you?
No.
Good for you.
I have WhatsApp on my computer.
Okay, so open up.
Off, just so everybody knows.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Open up the WhatsApp for a second.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I put on the group a Rambam in Hilchos Gneva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel.
Yeah.
So the Rambam there writes that there's an isser of having in your house weights that are wrong weights, that are inaccurate weights. It's a lotase. And the Rambam speaks about being masha. Read me the lashon. I don't have it in front of me. Can you read me the lashon?
Call me shemasha veso over chanuso mido chasera o mishkal chaser over below sasei shenemar lo yelcha bekischa vegoimer vafilo lasei samido ovit shem mimi reklaim aser shalbi shein zelikeh chumayzer ba shem yavoy mishte ino yoydei ashi chaser avim dorba.
Right. So you don't get Malkus. And that again, it's an absolute. You don't get Malkus.
Yeah.
So this is interesting because by Bali Rabbi Motze, he says you can get Malkus. So that
yeah,
seems to
thing.
It's a choris astira. You know, it's a astira. So when it comes to Bali Rabbi Motze, he's saying, well, it all depends. If you made the chametz, then you violate. If you just have them, then it's you don't get malchus. Here he's saying across the board that it's always ain't a like it. Now what's interesting is 2 points. One is that one point. I think it goes to again. It goes to the definition of the ma'isa avera. The ma'isa avera, and this again is a stachim sugya, not a malchus sugya, but the issur of mishkalos of having weights in your house that are inaccurate. That's an issue, isser of shihia. We'll call it, and the language of the Rambam, the verb the Rambam uses, hamasha, to have. To have is the name of the isser. And that is, that's a lav shem b'maisa. That's at its core, it's a lav shem b'maisa. The violation is to have. When it comes to Bali Rabbi Motze, even though we speak about it as a lav shem b'maisa, as to own, to possess, that's not the isser. The isser is really to affirm chametz, to be rotze b'kiyumo. I'll even use the word, which is going to get me in trouble, is to be mekayim chametz. It's to be mekayim chametz. That's the nature of the issue. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yuches Halacha Beis, where the Rambam lists all the lavim, he says, by Rabbi Matzah, the issue is ha-mekayim chametz. So now there's different ways to be mekayim chametz. One way to be mekayim chametz is to bake the chametz, is to buy chametz, or to not get rid of it. But fundamentally, the Avera in its formulation is an Avera of affirmation, of affirming Chametz, Bachefza. And that already is much closer to a law that is subject to Yesh Bo Maisa. And therefore, if you affirm with a Maisa, you're going to be Chayef. Maybe that's the Pshat. Maybe that can fit into this Tosis also. Is that Hamekayim Kilayim? So it's to affirm the Kilayim. So if you then put up a fence, so that's affirming Ali Dei Maisa, and that's going to be subject to Malkus.
And I think that also works very well, because the whole point for both of those, both Kilayim and Chametz, obviously more so for Chametz, but both by that,